Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Klal Samech Hay, and we learned Siman Dal and Siman Hay about the brachas of Shasa Lineis Mamakam Hazeh. So we mentioned that the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos has various different scenarios which he clarifies the halacha, and he goes through them step by step. And so the first one is that clearly the point of making the bracha is because there was a neis. So if the Hatzola was clearly miraculous, it was something which is out of the ordinary, not the normal Derech HaTeva, clearly there was a divine intervention, even if the person's danger was not vade sekanos afashos, but the fact that it was a miraculous event which saved him, the person would make the bracha of shasi l'neis b'makam hazeh, and he would make a bracha of hagermel. So he makes a bracha of hagermel at the time, and the bracha of shasi l'neis b'makam hazeh the next time he sees it. The second scenario is what the Chayyadim was talking about. The person was in a situation of Sakanas Mavis, which he wasn't a Safar Sakana, it was a Vadi Sakana. People, Api Derech HaTeva, do not survive this event. For example, a person who was in a car accident, and the policemen, the emergency personnel which came and said, you know, people do not survive this type of an accident. And this person did. So in that situation, even though it wasn't an open miracle, but it's clearly miraculous, because he survived in a way which people do not normally survive. So if the sakana was a varei sakana, even though the hatzolah was not done in an extraordinary way, an open miracle, the person would make the bracha of shasi l'neis b'makam hazeh. He'd make a bracha of agam at the time, and the bracha of shasi l'neis b'makam hazeh. The third situation is a person was in a situation where it's not a varei sakana. Well, p'derech hateva, there are ways a person could survive such an event. So in that situation, the person survived. It was kriva to misa more than chayim, but it was not something was outside of the gidrei teva. So hagemel he would say, because the danger to his life was removed, but the bracha of shaslinais the person would not say. In that situation, if the Hatzolah was done in a way which is extraordinary, that's the first group that we mentioned, and that the bracha would be said, he would say bracha shasi l'neis. But since it was not a miraculous Yeshua, and the fact that itself that he survived wasn't miraculous either, he makes a bracha b'gamol. Okay, the fourth scenario, he deals with a situation where the person wasn't in the sakana itself, but the sakana was coming towards him. And he was able to save himself and avoid the situation in a natural way. So there's no need to say a bracha of hagaymol or to say the bracha of shasi l'neis. If that itself clearly was an element of hashgacha pratis, that it means that even though he avoided the situation, but there's a unique divine sequence of events which allowed him to do that, so the person should say shasli neis malchus hazeh without shem malchus, and a person could say hagermel. The fifth situation is that dealing with this type of situation where the situation is not dangerous as of yet, but it will become dangerous. A person is in a place that he doesn't have any type of food and drink. Right now it's not dangerous, but if he stays there, it's going to remain dangerous. And he's able to get out. So if that is done at Derech HaTeva, so which is normal, there's no chiyuv to make any bracha. If there was a unique hashgacha pratis which removed him from that situation, the person would say hagaymol, and the asli neis without shem malchus. If it was extraordinary, his hatzolah was extraordinary, he would make a bracha of asli neis. If a person avoided a situation, he was planning to go somewhere and it turned out that something caused his car broke down, he didn't go there. So that clearly was a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that happened, but he was not in the sakana as of yet. Scenario number five, the person was in a matzah which can develop into being a sakana. Scenario number six, he's not there yet. He avoided going to the place where the sakana was. So in that situation, the person does not say a gemel, nor does he say shasi l'neis. If al pi derech hateva, the situation already has developed, and the person is going there. There are terrorists in a certain place, and he's planning to go there. And somebody comes and stops him and points it out that the terrorists are there. So he's planning to go to the situation, and the sakana is existent at the time. And there was a shkacha protest which came along and stopped him from going there. A person came along which he does not normally expect. He comes over to him and points out, don't go there. So there was clearly a hashgacha pratis involved in saving him. So he brings over here that in that situation, he brings from Meir Braunsdorf for a sefer, the person would make a bracha bagam on that situation, and also nes without Shema Malchus. The last thing he points out is they're not discussing a scenario where a person was ill. The rules of a person is ill, even the person recovers from the illness. Since there was no event outside of the person's body which caused it, it wasn't tied down to a place. The Iker Din of the bracha is tied to a place and an event which takes place. The person became ill. The bracha of Shasinais does not apply, and the rules of the bracha of Agamol would apply, but that's a separate set of rules. As Hashem, we will start the lachos of Agamol in the upcoming shir. And meanwhile, have a good day. Excuse me, one second. I want to add one more point. Let's say the place that where the nace took place has changed. They built buildings there. They did something, so it's not as obvious anymore when he comes to the place. He doesn't really see the makam where the nace took place because it doesn't really look like that anymore. So that situation, a person should say the bracha without shame and malchus.